Hey parents, trusty narrator here, and I'm super excited to tell you about a brand new podcast from the creators of Who Smarted, called Mysteries About True Histories. It's full of adventure, riddles, jokes. We even snuck some secret math into each episode, including the title of the show. If your kid likes to laugh and learn, then they're going to love Mysteries About True Histories. Out now wherever you listen to podcasts. Hey there, it's Trusty, and you know I love sitting at home listening to good podcasts as much as I love going on adventures. And do I have a great one to recommend to all you smarty pants and smarty parents from the award-winning Go Kids Go team. It's called Snoop and Sniffy. What happens when Snoop, an experienced dog detective from London, gets sent to small town Pflugerville to train clueless puppy Sniffy as an undercover agent? Mystery, adventure, and chaos. Seriously, the town of Pflugerville isn't Dolesville like Snoop expected, and he quickly realizes that he can't handle all the action without Sniffy by his side. Even when they're able to turn a blind eye to the alien superheroes and villains battling it out for control of Pflugerville, Snoop and Sniffy have their paws full solving wild and wacky mystery cases on Bark Street. Do you love to laugh? Do you love animals? Do you have the brightest mind since Sherlock Holmes? Then tag along. There are already 8 seasons of hilarious canine crimes to solve. Search for Snoop and Sniffy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And now it's time for Who Smarted.
Now boarding rows 42 to 34.
Hey, Smarty Pants, have you ever traveled far away, perhaps to another country or continent? Maybe you flew to Rome, Italy, to see the Colosseum and have some authentic Italian food. Or you went to China to see pandas and the Great Wall. Oh, perhaps you visited the beaches of Australia and saw kangaroos. Or maybe you visited baseball stadiums around America. The important thing to remember is, no matter where you go, it's always an adventure to take in someplace different than your own home. And it just so happens that is exactly what I'm doing today, and you're all invited to join me.
Please have your ticket ready.
Oh, hi, Captain Trusty. Welcome back on board.
Thanks, First Lieutenant. Ooh, hey now. Okay, Smarty Pants, confession time. Today we are not going to a new country, and I'm not boarding an ordinary plane. Nope, today we are embarking on a fantastic voyage through space on the USS Smarty Pants, a state-of-the-art intergalactic spaceship that only exists in sci-fi movies and TV shows and podcasts like Who Smarted. Together, we will voyage outside the comfort of our own solar system and travel to a faraway star and meet distant planets. Get ready to boldly go where no narrator has ever...
Excuse me, Captain Trusty? Do you think there would be any pizza parlors there?
Pizza parlors?
Yes.
In another solar system.
I just love pizza. I could really go for a slice or two.
No, I'm not expecting to find pizza in another solar system.
I see. So if they don't have delicious pizza, what do they have?
Good question, First Lieutenant. Smarty Pants, what can you expect to find in other solar systems? How many are out there? And just how strange might they be? It's time for another whiff of science and history on...
Who Smarted? Who Smarted? Who's smart? Is it you? Is it me? Is it science or history? Listen up, everyone. We make smarting lots of fun on Who's Smarted.
Okay, Smarty Pants, we are now blasting toward another solar system that is in our very own Milky Way galaxy. Our destination is a system around a red dwarf star called TRAPPIST-1. It's the most common type of star in the galaxy, one that's cooler and smaller than our own sun, and not as bright.
It's red and round. Ooh, kind of like pepperoni, the number one topping for.
Pizza? Still? Look, you know how much I also love pizza, but I seriously doubt we will find any there. Lieutenant Uhenow, how long until we reach the TRAPPIST-1 solar system?
Less than 5 minutes. We're approaching the constellation Aquarius.
Excellent. Now, smarty pants, most spaceships can't get to TRAPPIST-1 this quickly. It's about 40 light years from Earth, which means it would take 40 years to reach here going at the speed of light. Unfortunately, humans have not come close to traveling that fast. The Apollo 10 flight to the moon was the fastest humans have ever traveled, and it was nearly 40,000 kilometers per hour. But light moves at a speed of 300,000 kilometers per second. A spaceship going at Apollo 10 speed would take about a million years to reach TRAPPIST-1. It's really, really, really far.
Are we there yet?
But even if we were to visit the closest solar system to ours at Proxima Centauri, it would still take over 100,000 years to get there.
Whoa.
So, Captain, I must ask, if there's no pizza to be found, why are we going to TRAPPIST-1?
Well, the TRAPPIST-1 solar system is getting a ton of attention from Earth. Since the discovery of planets there in 2016, it's been viewed by multiple ground and space telescopes such as Hubble, Kepler, Spitzer, and the James Webb. In fact, TRAPPIST-1 is the most studied solar system, besides our own, of course.
I see. And why is that?
Oh, you'll see.
We're arriving there now.
Great! Hello, TRAPPIST-1. This is the USS Smarty Pants from the planet...
Bloop, blap, 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 snorp. Goobly, black, 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 burp, herbie, snack, boop, zee-pop.
What's going on, number one?
It's our universal translator, sir. It's set to the wrong frequency. Just like when you visit a new country, you might need a translator app to help you understand the language. We have a wonderful universal translator. I just need to adjust it for the solar system. Give me one sec.
Baba, waba, waba, zeek, blap, spaghetti, burp, oompa, loompa, zebra, fingers, me cake, fart. Howdy!
There, that should do it.
I take it you folks ain't from around here. Welcome to TRAPPIST-1. My name's TRAPPIST-1B. So, where are y'all from?
Why, we're from Earth.
Ha-ha! I knew it. We here have been observing y'all for quite some time. Here, let me introduce you around. Okay, we'll start with the big guy. The star of our solar system. Literally, TRAPPIST-1.
Hello.
Hi.
Then moving away from the star are seven planets, starting with me, TRAPPIST-1B. Then in alphabetical order, moving away from our star is TRAPPIST-1C, 1D, 1E, 1F, 1G, and our icy planet, 1H.
Wow. Nice to meet everyone.
Hi.
Hey.
Howdy.
Yo. Nice to see ya.
What's up?
You'll notice we're a tight-knit group. Why, we're all closer to our sun than Mercury is to yours. In fact, if you stood on one of our surfaces, you'd see all the others clearly in the sky, larger than your own moon. You might also notice something familiar about all of us.
Smarty Pants, can you guess what's familiar about these planets? Is it A, they're gas giants like Jupiter? B, they're all very close in size to Earth? Or C, they look like asteroids? If you said B, you're right. TRAPPIST-1 is the first known solar system to have seven Earth-sized planets. Scientists believe all seven are rocky planets. And at least three of them are in the habitable zone. Meaning they might have water. Now, Smarty Pants, why would scientists be looking for planets with water? Is it A, they're thirsty? B, they're planning to send surfers into space? Or C, where there's water, there could be life? Yep, you got it. The answer is C. That's why the TRAPPIST-1 system is getting so much attention. So tell me, TRAPPIST-1B, is there life on any of these Earth-sized planets?
Gosh, I wouldn't want to ruin the surprise. Y'all listening will have to come out and see for yourself.
Yeah, as I mentioned to the Smarty Pants earlier, unless we suddenly find a super fast way to travel, nobody on Earth is visiting TRAPPIST-1 anytime soon. So maybe you can just tell us?
Fine, fine, but I'll only say it once. You asked if there's any life in the TRAPPIST-1 solar system. The answer is blacka blacka flap flap floopty flop.
Captain, the universal translator seems to be on the fritz. It won't tune into the correct channel.
Goobly black 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 oompa loompa zebra.
Oh boy, do you think you could fix it?
I'm giving her all she's got, Captain, but I'm going to need more time.
Snack, poop, zeepop, me cake, me cake, fart.
Oh my. Well, keep working on it. We need to find out if there's life in TRAPPIST-1. Hopefully, we'll get it fixed. During this quick break, and a word from our sponsors. Hi, Trusty here with a special message for all the parents and guardians listening. I know how important it is for your child to excel in every way possible, especially when it comes to education. Well, thanks to my friends at IXL, you don't have to go it alone. IXL is a personalized learning platform that's transforming the way children master everything from math to social studies. IXL's interactive courses and immediate feedback ensure learning is super engaging and accessible for every student, pre-K through 12th grade. Imagine that, a tool that grows with your child, offering personalized recommendations based on their progress. And we know it works because we've used it ourselves. Adam Tex Davis, co-creator of Who Smarted, used IXL to help his daughter stay on top of her schoolwork and excel in her classes. Backed by research, students who use the IXL program are more likely to get higher test scores because IXL functions like a tutor. And whether your child needs help with homework, classwork, test prep, or is looking for a challenge, IXL has you covered, and all of that at an affordable rate. A one-month subscription to IXL costs less than what most tutors charge for an hour. And one subscription is good for every child in your household. Join the millions of parents who trust IXL and make an impact on your child's learning today. Oh, and Who Smarted listeners get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when you sign up now at IXL.com/smarted. Visit IXL.com/smarted to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. IXL Learning. Inspire. Excel. Learn more at IXL.com. Hey there, smarty moms, dads, adults, and anyone who loves great food but doesn't always have the time or energy to grocery shop, prep, and cook a big meal. Well, take it from me, the trusty narrator. I found the perfect solution to having delicious, home-cooked meals without all the time and hassle. It's called Factor Meals. With Factor Meals, you can forget about all the shopping, chopping, or even washing dishes. That's because Factor's fresh, never frozen meals arrive at your door ready to heat and eat in just 2 minutes. That's right. With Factor, you and your family are always just 2 minutes away from chowing down on chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, delicious gourmet meals. From calorie smart to protein plus to vegetarian to keto options, Factor has 6 menus guaranteed to meet your wellness goals. And with over 35 meal choices and 60 add-ons weekly, your taste buds will never get bored. I personally started ordering Factor meals last month for those busy days when I want a tasty lunch or dinner that fills me up and crushes my nutrition goals, but I only have 5 minutes to cook it. And Factor 100% delivers on time every time. So head on over to factormeals.com/smarted50 and use code SMARTED50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code SMARTED50 at factormeals.com/smarted50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
Something strange is going on with the wildlife at Midland Park. And 2 nature-loving kids are the only ones nosy enough to get to the bottom of it. Join Asha and Ollie as they team up on a journey to unearth the deep secrets of the animal kingdom, full of secret subterranean headquarters, dangerous missions, a surly squirrel, a pedantic polar bear, and a yodeling leopard gecko named Phoebe. Earth Rangers Underground, a mysterious new comedy adventure from 9-Story Media, coming this spring wherever you get your podcasts.
Now back to Who Smarted. Hey, Smarty Pants! Welcome back to the USS Smarty Pants, which we used to visit the TRAPPIST-1 solar system some 40 light years away from Earth. We were mid-conversation with the planet TRAPPIST-1b when our universal translator went on the fritz. First Lieutenant Uhei now is working feverishly to try and fix it. It sounds like she might be getting close.
Whopper, 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 Big Mac.
Or not.
Just another minute or so.
While we wait, let's talk more about space. Smarty Pants, do you know what a planet outside our own solar system is called? Is it an A, exoplanet, B, a nanoplanet, or C, a dwarf planet? If you said A, exoplanet, nice job. And can you guess when the first exoplanet was found? Was it A, in the 1990s, B, in the 1780s, or C, in ancient times? The answer, again, is A. That means, even though science fiction like Marvel Comics, Star Wars, and Star Trek have long imagined other worlds outside our solar system, the truth is, we didn't know for sure that they actually existed until only about 30 years ago.
Whoa.
Now, can you guess how many exoplanets have been found since then? Your choices are more than 100, more than 500, or more than 5,000. Well, Smarty Pants, astronomers have found more than 5,500 exoplanets in just 30 years. So, it's been a very exciting time for space exploration. In fact, astronomers now say there are more planets than stars in our galaxy, which is astounding considering there are about 200 billion stars in the Milky Way.
But Captain, if there are that many exoplanets, why did it take so long to find them?
Smarty Pants, any guesses why? Is it A, stars are too bright to easily see the planets around them? B, planets are too small compared to their stars? Or C, the planets are just too far away from Earth? Well, the answer is all three.
Interesting. Say, Captain, if these planets are so hard to discover, how do astronomers find them? And equally important, can they locate deep space pizza the same way?
How's the translator coming?
Almost there, Captain.
Good. Well, I'm not sure about pizza, but I do know that astronomers find exoplanets using several indirect methods. For example, astronomers will look for a star whose light briefly dims, because that could indicate a planet is crossing in front of it. Or perhaps a planet's gravitational pull will cause a star to visibly wobble. Sometimes astronomers will block out the glare of a star to better see objects around it, including any possible exoplanets.
You got that right, partner. And y'all Earth folks have used more than one of those methods to learn about me and my friends here.
That's right, 1B. And I'm glad we can understand you again.
Same! Have y'all heard about them wild and crazy exoplanets in other solar systems?
Like what?
Well, for example, there's Kepler-16b, which orbits not one, but two stars, like Tatooine in your Star Wars movies. But it's actually in our galaxy, not one far, far away. Some solar systems have Jupiter-sized planets super close to their suns. One planet, called WASP-12b, is so close, its star is eating it up.
Nom 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 nom.
The star's gravity is not only ripping off the planet's atmosphere, it's also stretching it to look like an egg.
That is wild and crazy.
Meanwhile, some planets don't have stars at all. They're called rogue planets. Some gravity force must have flung them out of their solar systems. And then there are exoplanets with wild stuff going on. One known as 55 Cancri E is covered in an ocean of lava and has sparkling skies. While another planet called Trez 2b has air as hot as lava and is super dark. In fact, it's known as the darkest exoplanet in the universe. You wouldn't be able to see nothing on it. Your astronomers have also found a planet that rains glass. And another that rains iron.
Yikes! I might need a stronger umbrella.
You betcha. And there are lots more exoplanets out there your astronomers haven't discovered yet, including a favorite of mine where it constantly rains crust, sauce, and cheese.
Wait, did you say crust, sauce, and cheese? Crust, sauce, and cheese? Why, that's...
pizza! Where is this planet?
Why, it's easy to find. It's in the constellation. Blap, blap, boogity, doogity, zipa, zipa, zang, zang, zang.
Oh no, the universal translator. It's stopped working.
Oh well, Maybe we should just go back to Earth for a slice of delicious pizza and to continue our search for more planets.
Copy. Headed home, Captain Krusty. I mean, Captain Trusty.
Save a slice for me!
A super smarty shout out to Johnny D in Itasca, Illinois. We heard you love learning about science, especially space. We hope you love today's episode, and we're happy to have you smarting with us, Johnny. This episode, Other Solar Systems, was written by Deep Space Dave Beaudry and voiced by Sheila Milky Way Morris, Connor Quasar Quinn, and Jerry Colbert. Technical direction and sound design by Josh Helix Hahn. Who Smarted is recorded and mixed at the Relic Room Studios. Our associate producer is Max Cosmos Kamaski. The theme song is by Brian Solar Wind Suarez, with lyrics written and performed by Adam Tex Davis. Who Smarted was created and produced by Adam Tex Davis and Jerry Colbert. This has been an Atomic Entertainment production. Hey there, it's Trusty, and you know I love sitting at home listening to good podcasts as much as I love going on adventures. And do I have a great one to recommend to all you smarty pants and smarty parents from the award-winning Go Kids Go team. It's called Snoop and Sniffy. What happens when Snoop, an experienced dog detective from London, gets sent to small-town Pflugerville to train clueless puppy Sniffy as an undercover agent? Mystery, adventure, and chaos. Seriously, the town of Pflugerville isn't Dolesville like Snoop expected, and he quickly realizes that he can't handle all the action without Sniffy by his side. Even when they're able to turn a blind eye to the alien superheroes and villains battling it out for control of Pflugerville, Snoop and Sniffy have their paws full solving wild and wacky mystery cases on Bark Street. Do you love to laugh? Do you love animals? Do you have the brightest mind since Sherlock Holmes? Then tag along. There are already 8 seasons of hilarious canine crimes to solve. Search for Snoop and Sniffy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.